Terrific. Thank you, Kat. Well, to something very different, which is some paleoanthropology. And believe it or not, scientists have stumbled upon Fred Flintstone's bed, would you believe? This is a paper published in Science this week. It's by Lynn Wadley, who's a researcher at Witwatersrand University in Joburg in South Africa. And she and her colleagues have been looking at a site which is called Sibudu Cave, which is in KwaZulu-Natal province in South Africa. And they've done a big excavation there, which spans, having dated it, some 77,000 years before present. And what they've found in their excavation is evidence of these original cave dwellers, who would have been what are called Middle Stone Age people. There would have been modern humans, but they were Stone Age. They were making beds, and this bedding is extremely well preserved. And what they can do is to use archaeobotany and look down the microscope at the samples to work out what species were being used. And the people who made these beds were going down to a river, which was about 20 metres below the level of the cave, and they were collecting various sedges and other grasses to make their beds. That's one thing, a practice that in some places still goes on today. But intriguingly, they also found there are thin layers of leaves, and the leaves come from a particular tree, which is Cryptocurrea woodyi. And this tree, it's also known as the Cape Laurel, is well known to practitioners of traditional medicine in these bits of Africa because it produces various chemicals in the leaves that are insecticidal. And chemists have subsequently tested them. They've got all kinds of molecules, including alpha pyrones in them, that destroy things like mosquitoes. So these ancient people were already very cognizant of the beneficial effects of plants and potentially plant-derived medicine because they were filling their beds with natural insecticides. And these molecules would have come out of the leaves, probably under the influence of the body heat from the person sleeping on the bed. And this would have got onto the skin of the person and made them distasteful to mosquitoes. And that went on for at least 4,000 or 5,000 years before these people also then, the archaeology reveals, got into another strategy for infection control, or perhaps they just had a lot of teenagers living in this cave who wouldn't make their bed. They started to burn it, and there's evidence that they would sleep somewhere and then they would burn the bed, and this would be a very good way of ridding the environment of pests. But it certainly adds an important missing bit of information, because we're pretty well aware of what these ancient peoples did in terms of hunting and what they ate and how they went about their business out in the field. Their domestic living arrangements, though, were much less well understood, and now this paper sheds enormous light on how these people went about their business.
I'm guessing they didn't have a Fred Flintstone duvet cover then.